And welcome back to halftime here in the Commercial Banking Company press box. You are listening to the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors Halftime Show. As our Loudoun Vikings trail the Lee County Trojans 35-14, we were talking during our break here. We were talking to some of the coaches and some of the other statisticians as we're talking through. And the consensus is their defense is in our offensive backfield, and we got to stop that because, you know, Lee County is a very good offensive team. They've shown that all season long. They're going to get the scores, but we're giving them the cheap stuff. We're giving the turnovers. We had the turnover down short here. We've had the situations where really 21 of their 35 points came on turnovers, a blocked punt, an interception. I mean, just so many different things that we're making those mental errors, and we've got to fix that. That's defensively. Offensively, we've got to be able to move the ball. We can't throw. We've had, I think, one pass play for about 11 yards, and that's really all we've been able to muster. And excuse me, on the ground, we're only at about 123 yards. And, you know, some teams say, oh, 123 yards, but for Lowndes, that's not going to get it done when we've got to score points now. 21 points just to catch up.
Yeah, I'll hit some of the highlights in just a minute as far as the stats go, Bill, but you're absolutely right. Flipping over, we've got to put pressure on their quarterback.
Yeah.
You got a guy that's second in the region in passing, and they had one game canceled, and he went out early against Colquitt. But Marty said early in the pregame, he's still got 1,285 yards passing. The kid knows how to move the ball down the field passing.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, they're doing it. Pop, 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 pop. Whether it's a screen, whether it's a post, whether it's a double pass, which
yeah.
they did to us. The trick play, we bit on it like a cheap fish. And, you know, it got ugly there in the first half.
Yeah, it really did. In the first quarter alone, they scored 21 points, scored 14 in the second. So
yeah, just to give you an idea, we've had four first downs. They've had 15.
Yeah, that's the telltale sign right there.
Passing yards, they've had 205 passing yards, 284 yards total plays. The Vikings have 123 yards rushing and one play passing for 1 yard, or for 11 yards, excuse me. So, you know, really, really unmatched offensive production by the Vikings. Now, we've given it to them a couple times cheap.
Yeah.
The blocked punt, that was an easy score. The double pass was an easy score. So you take those away.
Well, then you have the fumble on the kickoff.
That's right.
And the interception.
Right. That's right. And we get the big play back maybe from Dez Copeland where the holding call was brought back. Step in here if I'm wrong. Maybe give me a not so fast, my friend. But I don't know if they can stop us rushing the ball. We've shown signs of opening some holes and putting some pressure on them offensively, rushing it.
Well,
what do you think?
Marty's down on the field. What are you seeing down there?
I would agree with you, especially early on. We came out. I felt like we got away from the run too soon, trying to throw the ball downfield to Xavier once, and of course that got the pick. But I think they're at the end of the second half. Of course, they stopped us down there running the ball when we got inside the red zone. I think it was some miscommunication on the line, some missed blocks. I really think that if we line up and run the football like we know how, they can't stop us. The only problem is down by 21, the clock's going to run. They're going to try to run the clock a little bit, I think, as well. The key to the second half to me is going to be we need to create a turnover.
That's right.
We've got to get the ball in, and they're going to try to run clock. I know
we've come close a couple of times, real close, within a few inches of getting a turn a pick.
I don't know how much they're going to put the ball in the air in the second half. It's going to be interesting to see if Fabrizio tries to keep his foot on the gas, or does he back off a little bit like Colquitt did a couple weeks ago? Did they run the ball, try to run the clock? Because making up 21 points is a lot of points, but we have shown tonight, guys, we can score quick.
Yeah.
Patty's had a long run. Dez had a long run called back
Xavier
with a holding
Jenkins.
Call. Xavier had a long – Xavier almost catches a long touchdown pass. We can score quick.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to need to do. We're going to need to come out, we're going to need to score quick, and we're going to need to create a turnover or two in the second half, and we have a chance.
Remember, it was a long time ago, but I was there when we were down 28-3 at halftime and come back and won it. It can be done.
Yeah, absolutely. That I was there as well, Wes. I was on the sideline for that game. That was in the Dome, of course, a huge game. And that team was ranked number 6 in the nation at the time.
Yeah.
They had beaten us in the playoffs 2 years prior. Of course, that was Northside, one of Robinson's alluding to. It can be done. We get the ball first, second half. Again, we need to score quick, and then we need to create some turnovers.
There's no doubt, guys. We talked about it in pregame. This might be one of those trap games. We came out flat.
Yeah, it's been very flat.
We were so flat it wasn't even funny. And maybe thinking that looking at some other scores like, oh, you know, they got blown up by Colquitt last week. We might be able to come in here and just show up. That's not the case. These boys came to play. Their quarterback, you know, that might have been some gamesmanship by them, pulling him out of that game and, you know, broken hand, all that stuff. Well, he doesn't look like he's got anything wrong with his hand tonight.
No, he's gripping the ball fine. He's making good throws.
Absolutely, and that's another key to the second half is we have to find a way to get in his face.
Yeah.
He's actually had a tendency to throw it high a couple times,
yep.
And he's gotten pressure up the middle. We've got to get some pressure on him. Logan Neely had a big shot, Bill. You talked about it there late in the second half. He was slow to get up after that play. We got to hit him. We got to get to him. We got to get pressure, and we need to get up the middle to where we get in his face, and not so much outside because he's good at getting rid of it quickly.
But yeah, really.
I think he's going to run the ball a lot in the second half, guys.
Yeah, Corvion White has only been close once. Yeah. I mean, they're containing Corvion White right now. Our defensive line is proven ineffective at this point. The defensive ends, we talked about them as impact players in Logan Neely and Kedrick Clemens, and unfortunately they are having to make a lot of the plays. They're the ones being able to get from the outside, but that still gives him enough time to throw the ball. We're talking about the quarterback, of course, but yeah, we've got to get pressure up the middle.
Absolutely, we definitely have to get the pressure there. And we just got to quit shooting ourselves in the foot. We've had the holding call that negated a 70-yard touchdown. We had a drop post route. We had another route that post route where he was wide open and he quit running his route and Austin threw it ahead of him. One of them there, I don't know if he was supposed to fit or what, you're not sure, but one of them, they were, you know, miscommunication there. We had Xavier Jenkins almost on the touchdown and didn't get it. We've got to quit shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
We also, of course, had the block punt and the interception and the fumble. We put ourselves in the big hole here. But, guys, we can score, and we can do this.
Yeah, we do. Let's go to Taylor Stumps and get some scores around the area.
All right, I'm just going to update some scores around South Georgia. Colquitt leads the Wildcats 20-3. Tifton and Camden are tied at 14. I got an update there, 20-5. They had a safety after a punt. All right, and then moving over to a little GISA action. Georgia Christian leads Crisp County 33-3, and Valwood leads Terrell County 29-12. Also, another big game tonight is Brooks County versus Fitzgerald, which Brooks County is winning 22-21. And then a few former teams that Lounge used to play in the region were Northside Warner Robins and Warner Robins. They play tonight, which is a huge rivalry, and Northside leads 17-7 right now.
Stubbs, thanks for those scores around the area because, of course, those are big games. The Tiff-Camden score tied at 14, Colquitt leading Valdosta. We trail here by 21, and we're only going to have 24 minutes to try and do something about that and hopefully not take a loss away from here tonight. We got to find that win.
Yeah, we got to get a win here. You do not want to go 1-2 in region play because there's two more tough games in front of us. The Wintersville Classic, anything can happen there. And Tiff County playing Colquitt or Camden tight, so anything can happen there. Those two teams will be playing for desperation the rest of the year as well, or spoiler, as you might say. And we got to find a way to get a victory here tonight.
Yeah, we do. I tell you what, let's take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll be just about time to get you ready for this second half. Vikings trail 35-14 here from Leesburg. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
I officially hate the white on white.
Yeah, I do too.
hey, we got to go down to Marty a couple more times.
Yeah, we didn't a lot in that second quarter. We just...
We got to have everything go our right this half.
Probably about 30 seconds out, so. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box here from Leesburg, Georgia, as our Lounge High Vikings trail the Lee County Trojans 35-14. We're just about time to start the second half, about a minute left, as we talked about during the half about the adjustments that the Vikings are going to have to make here in the second half if we hope to win this football game. Three scores, three touchdowns, and extra points we've got to get to just get break even here.
Yeah.
We missed that field, score at the end of the half. If we could have gotten that score and only had two, I think it would have been a little breathe easier type feeling. But as it is now, the Vikings won the toss, deferred to the second half. We'll get the ball to start.
Yeah, you got to put points on the board, and you got to do it early and often, guys.
Yes, we do. Well, for all your play-by-play action here in the second half, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Bill Osborne, thank you, and let's remember what a wise man once told me many years ago. The least most important thing in life is the score at halftime, and the most important possession that you will ever have is your first possession of the third quarter and your opponent's first possession of the third quarter. And we're fixing to get ours. We trail 35-14. Langston set to kick off. Back deep, Harris, Brown, and Copeland. Brown standing in the slot, back at the goal line. They'll be kicking towards that north end zone. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Langston approaches the ball, puts that right foot into it. Just a high pooch kick. Neighbors takes at the 25. He gets hit. He goes down at the 27.
This time Neighbors grabbed it, put both hands on it. Was not going to drop it this time and let the offense get out there on the field. Langston's done a good job. He really doesn't want to kick it down there deep and give our big three speedsters a chance to make that return.
Ball will start first and 10 on the 27 on the far side of the field. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Ball will be on the far hash mark. As Dixon brings the Vikings out on the field, he'll have Snead at fullback. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. They're in a three-man front, but they walk guys up in a hurry. Now there's four, five, six. Scott's back, looks those across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands
of Gabe Neighbors.
Of Neighbors.
Three drops now this tonight for Gabe Neighbors.
And two of them, like you say, legitimate drops. That one there, Gabe just turned and was running before he secured the football. Second and 10.
Yeah, Dixon had a few seconds to pass in that particular time and just looked downfield, saw Neighbors. He just couldn't make the catch.
Just underway here in the third quarter. Snead comes out. Tyson Harris comes in. Second and 10. Six-man front. Drops back and then throws out. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 15. That's Jacob Burke, 6'2", 170-pound senior. And that's two straight drops.
Both short little pickups, but again, that's what we need, is just to kind of move the ball down the field. The clock stops on these incomplete passes, so we've got to convert this third and 10 here.
We sure do. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Harris to his left. Six people up within that box. There they come. Quickly throws out, catch made. But it's not going to be enough for the first down out at the 29-yard line. And we will have to punt on our first possession of the third quarter. 11:41 to go in the third. We're trailing 35-14.
That was Gabe Neighbors on the catch. Picked up only about 2 yards, so it'll be fourth and eight.
They'll send Eford back. He's standing about the Lee County 42-yard line. They blocked one tonight. There to come, high snap. He gets it away, and we're going to have roughing the kicker this time. It don't matter where the ball goes. We got roughing the kicker. They came after it.
And they hit, you're right, Belcher, and he made a spinning helicopter move. That is going to be automatic first down.
Well, it wouldn't matter because it's a 15-yard penalty, and it was a fourth and about eight.
They only called a running into the kicker, I think. Hold on just a second.
No, he
did call personal foul.
Yeah, he signaled personal foul.
So they'll place the ball. They still haven't put a ball down yet. Let's see.
They'll set it down at the 44-yard line, first and 10 for our Vikings. And Patterson comes in at quarterback. Des Copeland in the backfield. Six men up on that line of scrimmage. They back him in and back him out. We give it to Copeland, tries to get outside by one man, too. They hit him as he crosses the 45 up to the 46-yard line. That'll give him 2 yards. It'll be second and eight, or give him three, second and seven. Out at the 46-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. 11:14 to go, third quarter. We trail 35-14. This is our first possession of the third quarter. Patterson, barking out signals. Takes a snap. He keeps it on quarterback keeper. Gets hit by one man, too. Turns the field. He's into their territory, into Lee County territory, down about the 45-yard line. It'll be close to a first down, Bill.
And he's down. As he made that turn, I saw him grab his knee. We're talking about LaXavier Patterson. He just fell down about the first down marker. And they are stopping play now. He is up, though, as he's going to come off the field. I think because they stopped because of injury, he may have to come out, though. But I saw him grab and turn as he went on. He made that turn right there about the 45-yard line. We'll see what the call is. They're actually saying he's just short of the first down.
And he's staying on the field.
So it was not a timeout for that. It was a timeout to watch or to see the, well, no, they say, wait a minute, first down.
Yes, they are, first down.
Will be first down as LaXavier Patterson does stay out there. You can tell he's a little ginger on one of those legs.
Snead and Harris comes in the backfield as Copeland comes out.
Play clock is running down to 10 seconds now.
And he's under center, takes a snap, and immediately gives it to the big fullback, Snead, across the 45, down to about the 44-yard line, maybe the 43, Bill. 10:09 to go here in the third period.
Another situation. They gave him forward progress. But they just let that play go on and on and on and on before they blew the whistle.
Second and seven at the Lee County 43-yard line.
Patterson continues to stay in at quarterback here in this series.
Says something to Des Copeland. Comes back under center. Five-man front. He puts Harris in motion. Rolls right, looking away from everybody. He's going to take off the run. They hit him. He stumbles. And he'll be close to the first down as he gets down around the 36-yard line. And they mark him down. And
just a little short, I think. Let's see.
Yep, the official says stop the clock. We're going to take a look at it.
Yeah, Marty, how does it look?
They signal first down.
All right, we'll get down to Marty in just a moment. And they get another first down and continue this drive. It was extended by a roughing the kicker penalty.
9:19 to go here in the third, trailing 35-14. Vikings on the move. And we give it to...
That's Bell.
And Brian Bell still stayed on his feet. He's busted down to about the 30-yard line. He'll maybe pick up about 3 yards, maybe.
They'll mark it about the 31.
Actually give him five yards on the carry. It'll be second and five, second and a short five, long six. I mean, short six, long five. Under center, looking at that four-man front. Quickly steps back, looks those. Catch made by Jenkins, and he's close to the first down. Let's see where they set it down from here. I can't. Yep, first down, Bill, for Xavier Jenkins.
Again, just he stood up, took the snap, stood up, made the throw out there to Xavier Jenkins. And he looks to the sidelines to get the play. It's still Patterson at quarterback.
First and 10, Vikings at their 24-yard line. Harris and Snead in the backfield. We give it to Harris. No,
nope.
I want to give it back to Copeland. Copeland on a counter. He's across the 20 down to about the, no, I'm sorry, close to, he's across the 25 down close to the 22-yard line. Give him 3 yards on the carry, second and seven from the 22. Or they say the 21. Sends Jenkins to the far side of the field. Looks to the sidelines for the play. Harris in the backfield with him. Neighbors in the slot. We've got trips to the near side. They're in a three-man front with three linebackers. Showing single coverage. Again, throws out. Catch made by Hobbs. Hobbs still on his feet as he fights his way down inside the 10, almost to the 5-yard line. Great catch and run by Ryan Hobbs.
It was a great catch, and I mean, he just muscled his way down there after the catch.
First and goal, and see where they're going to mark the ball down at.
A 14-yard catch and run for Hobbs.
And they're going to mark it down at the, it looks at the 10, Bill.
Eight.
At the 8. First and goal from the 8. Again to Harris, right up the middle. Harris hits one man as he gets around about the 6. And they bounce him back. 7:07 to go here in the third period. 35-14.
Eating a lot of clock here, Wes.
We are eating a lot of clock. 5 minutes off of it already. Snead comes out. Copeland comes in. Send Hobbs to the far side of the field.
Got Bell in the backfield. No, he checks out.
Patterson in the shotgun. They're showing blitz. He gives it to Copeland around the right side. Turns, cuts back inside. He's inside the 5. He'll be down to the 4-yard line. It'll be third and goal from the 4 with 6.5 minutes to go here in the third period.
This is the Vikings' opening drive here in the second half. They looked like they were going to go 3 and out. They went back to punt, got a roughing the punter call, and they have continued to drive down the field.
Patterson slides under center. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Nope. We're in the Wild Viking. It's to Harris. Harris cuts inside. Tyson Harris into the end zone. Off the Wild Viking. Touchdown Vikings.
Tyson Harris steps back into that shotgun position and makes the snap. Goes right up the gut. Finds the end zone. Vikings score. That's number one. Most important. Used a lot of time, Wes. 5:52 left here in the third quarter. We've got to get that. Get a couple more. We need them to be a little faster.
Use 6 minutes and 8 seconds of the clock on that drive. Waiting on the kick. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We've cut it to 14. We'll be back after this.
14. Cut it to 14. You said 13.
I said, oh, 14.
You said 13. We need the defensive turnover. That's going to be the key in this game.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. They take it at the goal line. They get hit as they cross the 15 up to the 20. Finally held down about the 21-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
That last drive for the Vikings went 14 plays, 73 yards. What did we say it ran?
Six and eight seconds.
Okay. Resulted in a 4-yard touchdown run by number 4, Tyson Harris. Vikings still trail 35-21.
Thank you for that, Paige. Heating and air drive recap.
All right, defense, we've got to get a turnover here or get them three and out so we can get back on the field.
Let's go, you mighty Vikings. Get those battle axes out. Swing the long swords. 5:46 to go in the third. We've cut it to 14. 35-21, we need a stop right here. Morrell puts quickly in motion. He rolls left, looks downfield. We start to chase him. Throws out in the flats. It'll be incomplete, and we may have had... Nope, no intentional grounding.
Quimbley was out there. He had a deep receiver as well, but he threw it in between them. So, second down now. Clock stops on the incomplete pass.
At 5:39 to go here in the third. Second and 10 from the 21-yard line. Let's go, you mighty, mighty bloodthirsty Vikings. Hit him back and go after him. Throw quickly out in the flat. Catch made, and they are out to about the 26-yard line. Let's see how far they move those sticks down.
They're going to be about third and two, maybe. Let's see.
About third and four. Ball on the far side of the field. Old Vikings ready to do battle on defense. There's a snap. Play action. We got a hand on him, and he's going down. They came from everywhere. Right off the bat, it was number 91, Logan Neely, and number 30.
That's Corbion White.
Hadn't been heard a lot of tonight, but he made his presence known right there. Our first possession of the third, we scored. Their first possession of the third, they're punting the ball. Back deep is number 4, Tyson Harris. There's a snap.
Little rugby kick.
Let it hit. It hits at the 40. 45. It'll roll dead about our 35-yard line. Vikings will take over first and 10 there with 4:17 to go in the third period.
A little bobble there on the reception from the snap. Had we been rushing, we might have had a chance at that, but they spread you way out on their punt formation.
Who will coach send out? And quarterback.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Hey, I talked to some of the players about what was said at halftime, and they say Coach Mack just challenged them to play smarter and play tougher. And they did that on the first drive, and they did that right there on the stop. We got to do it right here.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts supply, sideline update.
And Dixon in at quarterback. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side, five-man front. They're showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Quickly throws out in the flat. And just throws behind the intended receiver, number 6, Xavier Jenkins.
Yeah, that time not a good pass by Austin Dixon as he threw behind Xavier. Xavier was open that time. Would have been about a 7-8 yard gain right there at the spot.
Second and 10 from our 36. 4:13 to go in the third. We pull within 14, 35-21. Dixon says something to the Sons of Thunder. Steps back in the shotgun. With two receivers far side. They're showing blitz again off the corner. There they come. He steps up those downfield looking for Jenkins. And no flag.
You hear the crowd. They want a defensive pass interference. Xavier did run by, kind of put a hand out a little bit. I don't think he pushed off, but he was impeded slightly by the defender.
Bill, we've got a third and 10 now. Stops the clock with 4:06 to go.
I tell you, once quarterbacks get some timing with Xavier Jenkins, he's going to be a dangerous wide receiver before his career here is over at Lowndes High School.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Again, they're showing blitz. They're showing right up the middle. Again, they come. We pick it up. Throw out to Harris. Harris on that little screen looking for a hole. He's got the first down, still on his feet. Turns. He's across the 45. He's at the 50. And they'll bring him down when he gets just inside. Lee County Trojan territory. We had third and 10. He gave us third and 11 and a half.
Yeah, I tell you, it was number five, William Bryant, for the Lee County Trojans. Otherwise, Harris was gone to the house.
Ball now moves to the far hash mark. A 14-yard pass play. In comes Neighbors and Copeland. Des Copeland.
Clock continues here at 3:43 and running. Vikings trail by 14, 35-21.
Play clock inside 10 now. Dixon with trips to the near side. Harris just to his left. Marks out signals. There they come off the corner. Steps back quickly, throws out to Hobbs. Hobbs makes the catch, and he'll be back at the line of scrimmage. It's a completed pass, but no gain on the play. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, Dixon had to throw that one high over the defensive ends coming in, and as he did, Hobbs had to really get up for that pass. He did get a positive 1 yard on that.
They send Patterson back in at quarterback now. Copeland in the backfield. Two receivers far side. Jenkins to the near side in man coverage. Safety slips this way to give him a little help over the top. They're showing blitz off the corner. And we give it to Copeland, and Copeland will get back to the line of scrimmage, and nowhere near the flag comes in. And I'm not sure what it's for.
Wes, they're going to get Lee County for a face mask.
Now will it be, Marty, from where you were, was James going to be intentional?
I think he held on to it, so I believe it's going to be a personal foul, 15.
Personal foul it is. That's a 15-yarder.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Got our guy right down there on the spot.
And marking it down the field, 2:48 to go here in the third. Vikings trail 35-21. They'll take it all the way down to the lead. 35-and-a-half-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Headed toward that south end zone. And those white jerseys, white pants, those crimson helmets. Xavier Patterson at quarterback. Copeland right behind him. We got Jenkins in motion. Again, gives it to Copeland looking for a hole. He busts by one man, too. Fights his way down to the 31. Give him maybe 4, possibly 5 yards on the carry, Bill.
That time they faked that jet sweep to Xavier Jenkins. He went in motion, came across the field, and they faked that, which is what Lee County was able to read out the last time.
Second and 5. Again to Copeland, right up the middle. Sons of Thunder starting to move him out of the way. They're fighting forward. He'll be just a little, maybe he'll be close to that first down as he gets down about the 26.
First down. They're stopping the clock. That's a first down for the Vikings. From the looks of it, the side judge here was waving his arm, stopping the clock. And he does. First down, Vikings.
Nye's moving him. Down to the 26-yard
line. Oh, sorry. Sorry, folks. He just pulled it. Third down. My apologies.
Third and about a yard. Almost a seven-man front. Again, to Harris. Look, Tyson Harris has the first down as he fights his way down across the 20, maybe to the 19-yard line.
That'll be a first down for the Vikings. No questions that time.
A minute 45 to go here in the third period.
This third quarter has moved by. The Vikings have had the ball almost the entire third quarter.
We are now inside that Pipkins Motors red zone. Clock at a minute 40. Patterson.
Play clock, the important one, is moving at 13 seconds now. As Harris, Copeland.
Copeland checks in. Harris checks out. He sends Copeland to the far to his right. Play clock at 4. Oh, ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. We fall on it, though.
Not a good handoff as Copeland just falls on top of it. We're going to call time by official for a player. That's a Lee County player down. He's back up, but they've already stopped the clock for him. He'll have to come off. The clock at 1:12 here as it's second and long. We're playing behind the sticks now. We've played so well here in the third quarter, we need to pick up some positive yards. We trail by 14, 35-21 here in the third quarter.
Second and 12, ball back out at the 21.
And they put the play at clock in motion. Now under a minute, play clock down to 12 seconds.
Patterson tells the Sons of Thunder what to do. Hard cap. He gives it to Copeland up the middle. Dez turns and fights across the 20 down to about the 19.
Very close to that original line of scrimmage, but it's going to be third and 10 now.
Inside 1 minute to go. Clock has stopped for some reason.
Okay, we got a helmet off for a Lee County player. They're checking out. Now they'll start it. 40 seconds and moving.
Patterson. With Harris to his right. Takes the snap. Drops back, looks, throws. Oh, to Jenkins, in and out of his hands at the five.
That ball was just a little bit low.
And Patterson had to get rid of it in a hurry because they were coming on a jailbreak. Now what do you do, Bill? You've got fourth and 10.
We're sitting here. We hear people say, take the points, take the points. And it does look like we're sending in the field goal unit.
Here comes Nick Hart. It will be a 36-yard field goal attempt for Hart. Belcher to hold. Snap, ball's down, kicks up. It's got the distance. And it's good. We'll take a 60-second break. 35-24. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, we needed points. We got to get points. We got to find a faster point, too, though.
Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Nick Hart's kick high end over end sails into the end zone for a touchback. And Lee County will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line. Let's go to Taylor.
Last drive for the Vikings, 12 plays, 45 yards, ran 4 minutes off the clock, resulted in a 36-yard field goal by Nick Hart. Vikings still trail 35-24 with 17 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Our defense needs a turnover. Let's take those long swords, those battle axes. That ball and chain. Somebody steal me a football. They give it on the end around to 23. We hit him and ride him out of bounds. Out about the 28-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 9.6 seconds to go here in the third. Second and about three. Morrell and the shotgun. There's a snap, pump fake, looks downfield. Nothing there. He threw it over the receiver's head. So now it'll be third and about four.
4 seconds left on the clock, too, as it stops on the incomplete pass. So here we go, third down.
Stop right here. We need a big stop. Crowd, Viking crowd has come to their feet. Morrell throws out in the flat, and the catch is made for a first down. It is Quimbley who made it, and that's the end of the first end of the third quarter. Vikings trail 35-24. We'll be back after the 60-second break.
It went through the hands of Kedrick. He was right there. Guys, win or lose, we need to kind of wrap up quickly. We have to get back to get Michaela. Oh.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. First and 10, and I'm not sure what we got here.
Official timeout, a second. Let's see. Both bands are playing, so I don't know how that makes it any worse, one side or the other.
That's what it goes.
That constitutes a sideline warning.
Yep. And a flag on the play. They'll mark off 5 yards.
And everybody, the contention is that their band was playing it at the same time.
Guys, there's a lot of talk about the bands, but their band, the rule is their band can play when they have the ball, but our band cannot. And that was they warned us in the first half that we've got a flag this time. 5 yard penalty, remain first down.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts sideline update. So it will be first and 5 out to the 36 yard line. Morrell in the shotgun, just underway here. And he gives it to the running back up front. We got a hand on him. He breaks the tackle. Heads outside, down the sidelines, and I run him out of bounds. That's the number 14, Marquez Williams. But we had him in the backfield, and he just broke the tackle. They'll be out to the 48-yard line. 11:51 to go here in the ball game.
A 12-yard run there, Wes.
Morrell with two backs in the backfield. Two receivers near side. He drops back. There we go. Throws downfield. Oh! It was in the hands of number 23, Trey Eifert, but knocked away. I think that was Jason Marable who hit Eifert just as he went to catch the ball, Bill.
No, it was Alex Brown, 21.
Stops the clock with 11:45 to go. It'll be second and 10. Morrell with a running back to his right. Trips to the near side. Throws out in the flat. Flag.
There's going to be a formation. It looked like they had not enough people on the line of scrimmage. Let's see.
Well, it's either going to be second and 15 or third and 10. Because the catch was made, but Quimbley got no further than the line of scrimmage. Decline it, make it third and 10.
Illegal formation, and it will be declined. That'll be third down and 10.
One more time, you mighty Vikings. One more time. Morrell in the shotgun. Gardner to his right. Twins left, twins right. We're showing blitz. We back out of it. Low snap. He drops back way downfield, and catch is made by Quimby. Marable was all over him. So Quimby made the catch down to our 20-yard line. Bill, it couldn't be better defended than that.
You know, I don't know. We got ourselves turned around. Marable got his body turned around. He was in the right position, but he didn't see the ball coming because his body was turned. A 30-yard pass play for the Lee County Trojans.
11-11 to go here in the ball game. They give it to 16, the running back. And Brian Bell pulls him down at the 15. On the carry is Willie Kelly. Come on, you mighty Vikings.
Need to get a big push this time from our defensive line. They're kind of getting manhandled here this series.
Second and six at the 14. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Morrell steps back, quick throws quickly to Quigby. Quigby turns, tries to get upfield. He gets back to the 15-yard line. It'll be third and six from there. No gain on the play. A lot of high schools, Bill, you look at them now, they're taking a lot of plays from, looks like, from Valdosta State's playbook in the old Chris Hatcher days.
Clock moving now, just about to go under 10 minutes here in the ball game.
Morrell at the 20. Drops back quick, looks to the end zone, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, number 16, Kelly. Stops the clock with 9:47 to go. Overthrew him in the end zone, and they'll trot
Langston
out on the field to see if he can extend it back to 14.
They're going to mark it down. Looks like about the 22, 23, be a 33-yard attempt.
He had one. He missed earlier. There's a snap. That snap ball's down, and no good. No good. 9:41 to go here in the fourth period. Vikings trail by 11, 34-35-24. But we'll get the ball back, first and 10 on our 20-yard line.
Wes Alex Brown got his hand on that ball. Alex Brown, it was a low snap, but he was able to get in and get his hand on that ball.
Thank you, Marty, for the Equipment Parts Supply sideline update.
And
Xavier Patterson at quarterback. He has Tyson Harris and Ahmad Sneed in the backfield with him. They've stacked about eight men up there. Patterson quickly looks those out to Jenkins. High pass. Oh, Jenkins. It was a high, high pass. Incomplete. Jenkins dropped it.
Yeah, he really had to get up there. It kind of threw the timing off, and the defender was able to get there in a hurry. That was number nine, Curtis Williams.
Second,
knocks it away.
Second and 10. Patterson again in the shotgun. Changing the play. And there is the whistles.
False start on the Vikings.
.9:36 to go here in the contest.
That'll back us up five and bring up second down and 15 now for the Vikings. Deep in our own end here, about the 15-yard line.
We trail 35-24. Patterson, barking out signals. Play action. Starts to roll. Looking. Throws out to Jock Alexander. He's out about the 25. It'll be a doable third down, Bill, about third and about three.
Yeah, number 24, Jock Alexander. Been a little quiet tonight. We haven't called his name or number, but a great catch that time. Gives us some positive yards.
Actually, third and five. Ball at the 25-yard line. Patterson looking at blitz. They back out quickly. Throws that to, throw for Jenkins, and it was knocked away.
Went to that well one too many times. Barely knocked away as lucky it wasn't intercepted. That'll bring up fourth down now as Belcher comes out to try and punt this thing away.
And they send number 23, Eford, back to receive the punt.
Let's see if they charge the line.
High, high punt. Eford signals fair catch. All the way back about the 35-yard line. 8:43 to go in the ball game, Bill. Vikings trail 35-24, and we just gave it back to Lee County at their own 35.
All right. We got to find a way. We said at halftime, I think the difference can be in this ball game is got to be a defensive turnover. Lee County has protected the ball very well tonight, and they've got to make that mistake. We've got to be able to capitalize on it, I think.
Now, they lead the region in creating turnovers, and they've done it three times tonight. Morrell gives it to the back, Gardner. Gardner by one man, two, still on feet. The big bruiser this time rumbles for a first down as it gets out across the 45 up to the 46-yard line.
We're getting hands on him in the backfield, Wes. We've got to be able to get him down back there.
Morrell quickly takes the ball. Gives it number 16, McCray, around the right side. Looking for a hole. He's into Viking territory, and we'll run him out of bounds at the 46-yard line.
Clock will stop on the run out of bounds with 8:22 left in the ball game here. Lee's going to try and run this thing, it looks like now. Second
Morrell,
down.
Yep, be second and about three. Gardner just to the right of Morrell. Morrell again gives it to Gardner. Step, and we slam him to the turf at the 45, so it'll be third and about one.
That was Malik Austin that time on the tackle. Third and short now for the Lee County Trojans. Clock running.
We're at the 8-minute mark here in the ball game. We trail 35-24. We need to stop right here, you mighty, mighty Viking Warriors. Morrell looks to the sideline. Play clock at 10 seconds. Two backs in the backfield. And he gets it to the up back, gets hit. He'll have the first down as he gets down to a 40, to the 40, down to about the 38-yard line.
We got to make these stops because now the clock is definitely not our friend, as the clock will start as soon as the chains are set here. And Lee County is going to work this play clock now.
Yes, sir, they are, and you don't blame them. We're down by 11.
Play clock running, game clock running, down to 10.
And he'll snap it with 2 seconds to go, and they give it again to Kelly. And Kelly right up the middle. He'll pick up about a yard and a half. It'll be second and eight from the 36.
Gamecock running 6:46 left in the ball game. The play clock just starting. 20 seconds left. They are going to just continue to milk this down to 10, 9, 8, 7, 5.
There's a snap. Quick pass. And inside the 30, down to about the 27. It'll be close to the first down on second and 8. It'll be about third and about maybe 2. Nope. They say he got a first down. From my angle, I thought they were short.
So they'll get another fresh set here with 6:16 left in the ball game. Lee County, it was just running the ball, and then they tried the little quick out right there to that was number 11, McCray. He picks up the first down.
Morrell waiting on the snap. Again, gives it to Gardner. Gardner gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll actually lose a yard this time. Brian Bell in on the tackle.
Also, Nate Brantley and several of that defensive line. 5:40, the clock running here. Second and about 12.
And they're using every bit of it. It'll be just about 5 minutes to go in the ball game
when they take
the ball to snap this time.
And there's nothing you can do. It's the most helpless feeling. Both teams with three timeouts, but Vikings holding on to those right now.
Drops, looks, across the middle. Catch made by Quimbley for the first down at the 15-yard line.
And they're down to the 12 or 11-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Trojans.
And then he's going to set it down just inside the 15. Five minutes to go here in the continent. Inside 5 minutes to go now in the ball game.
Clock continues to tick. The play clock now at 10. They've been working this play clock down to about 4 to 5 seconds before they actually snap it. This time they'll be inside of 5.
They give it to number 14 around the right side, looking for a hole. Cuts back against the grain, gets hit. And he'll be close to the 10-yard line.
Picks up some more positive yards. Again, they just continue to, you know, where we think sometimes that momentum has stopped. We're seeing a lot of officials this year just letting the play continue on and on.
It'll be second bill and about 4, or second and 5, the ball on the 9-yard line.
It'll be inside of 4 minutes when they snap it this time. 3:56, the clock running. Play clock now again down to 10, and he approaches the line of scrimmage.
Morrell waiting on the snap and the shotgun. Again, gives it to the running back. That's Gardner. Gardner just fights his way forward down to close to the 5. And clock's running.
Now at third down, we're not. The clock continues to run. We've got 3 timeouts in our pocket.
Third and about 3.
3:24, the clock running. It'll be down to 3 minutes almost when they snap the ball here.
Waiting on, again, Bill, you're right. They're just milking it for everything it's worth.
3:09, the clock, play clock at 5:43.
There's a snap. And we hit him in the backfield. That's Brian Bell.
And we call timeout, the first one now. With 2:57 left in the ball game.
And it'll be 4.
Yeah, it'll be 4th down.
Fourth and about 5.
Fourth and 7.
And I would imagine here on 4th down, they're probably going to, if I did attempt a field goal.
Yeah, I think so, with where the ball is on the 11-yard line. They're 0 for 2 in field goals, but 3 points could be big if Lowndes could score twice quickly. I mean, a lot of ifs and buts and things got to happen. But 3 points could be huge in a game like this if Lowndes is able to score 2 touchdowns quickly.
Yep.
Lowndes could come out of this with a win if they don't get this. Marty, what do the coaches think is going to happen here?
Guys, they went out in the huddle and they had their defense out there. They didn't seem to think they were going to kick it here. And it doesn't look like they're sending out their kicker.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. That is the case. as Morrell comes back out on the field.
All right, fourth and seven.
The clock.
Morrell in the shotgun, a back on either side of him. Drops straight back. There we come. Throws to the end zone. Man, wide open. Touchdown, Lee County.
And folks here in this booth, we're just speechless. It is, we got a tail whipping tonight.
That's all there is to it. They, Lee County came to play.
But I always said, those times your daddy takes you out behind the shed and gives you a whipping, you learn a lot.
Ball's up. Kick's good. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box. A little short kick like they've done all evening here. We're up to the 30, 35. Down the sidelines goes Ryan Hobb. He's at the 40. The 31 man to beat. They pull him down from behind at the 25-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
That last drive. Excuse me, the last drive for Lee. We don't have it, sorry.
Okay. But anyway, we're thinking about that Page Heating and Air drive recap, and we'll get it for you in just a minute.
Thank you.
Little life back in the Vikings on a great return. A little short pooch kick. Ryan Hobbs gets us down in business. If we can score quickly here, there's still a lot to do. But we got to learn from this experience here tonight. It's still not over. I'm a proponent, you know, Wes. Until the clock has triple zeros,
yep.
There's still life.
And it'll be Dixon at quarterback. He rolls right, looks, stops, plants, throws to the end zone. Got a man open, Jack Alexander. Touchdown, Vikings.
There you go. There's one. Do have a flag, of course.
Holding.
Oh, gracious. That's two touchdowns called back because of a hold. All right, we still got a little time here. That pulls us back almost to the 40-yard line, Wes. About the 39-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be first down and a long way to go.
All the way back out to the four, up to the 39-yard line.
First and 23. Jock Alexander made a great diving catch in the back corner of the or the back of the end zone. Let's see what we got to do here.
Here, waiting on Dixon, waiting on the snap. They're showing blitz off the corner. There they come hard. We pick it up, though, against those across the middle, and Gabe makes a high-reaching catch, pulls it down at the 20-yard line.
Need to throw it high to Gabe. That's where he makes the catches. And that'll be enough. Well, nope, not quite a first down. I'm losing track of my markers here. That'll be second down.
Second and five.
2:20 the clock running.
Dixon, looking at that blitz, they back out. Goes to the end zone, ball's up in the air and knocked away. by the Lee County defender. It was intended for Xavier Jenkins.
Tipped away at the last minute. That'll bring up third down. The clock stops with 2:04 left in the ball game. Vikings trailing 42-24.
Third and five. That stopped the clock. They stopped the clock with 2:04 to go. There's a snap. Looks, throws. Catch made.
DeMarcus Jackson.
And that's going to be for a first down. We haven't heard his name. First time we've heard his name tonight. Inside 2 minutes to go now in the ball game.
Ball on the 8-yard line, first and goal. There's the clock starting. We got to be ready. Let's get the ball snapped. 1:51, the clock runs.
Dixon with twins to the far side. Rolls left. Looks, there comes Rusto towards the end zone. Incomplete. Stops the clock with 1:36 to go. Intended for Jock Alexander.
Nope, Marcus Dixon.
Marcus Dixon. Again.
Jackson, I'm sorry. Marcus Jackson, number 26, was the intended receiver. Clock stops again. 1:36 left in the ball game.
Bill, this is second and goal. Dixon can take his time. Play clock at 14, 13. Rolls right, keeps the ball, chunks it into the end zone. We got a touchdown. Coming up off the bottom of the pile with the football.
Jock Alexander.
Number 24.
So the Vikings now at 30-42. Folks, we will see an onside kick next.
I would imagine.
I wouldn't imagine. You can only imagine. Little Beatles reference there.
Well, I was thinking more about Mercy. I can only imagine.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll work too. All right, we're going for two.
Under center. Takes a snap. And no, we don't get it.
Tyson Harris got tripped up just as he was about to cross the goal line. No, we'll hold it right here. As
a minute 30 to go, we trail by 12.
And we will see that onside kick attempt here. Do you believe in miracles? Another little song reference.
Yes, I do.
Hey, you got to keep believing. Let's see what happens here. I don't, you know, you don't see a lot of practice of onside kicks. You know what happens. It happens, but, you know, unless you're out there every day, all day, it's hard to run across that opportunity when they try that onside kick. Now, the kickers do it, in some of their individual practices.
Now, Dave, we've got our hands, people, up on the line.
All right, the ball's on the 40. It's got to travel to the 50 before anyone can touch someone, including the ball on our part.
Nick Hart looking to see where it's going to go. There it is. Oh, and it goes out of bounds. He had a lot of top spin on it, had the right idea. Kicked it toward the right side of the field. It had a lot of top spin, and is it headed toward across the 50? If we could have got to it, it would have been our football.
Wes, we do have two timeouts. If we can get them stopped, it's going to be tight. Let's see if we can even get the ball back even one time.
Well, they have three timeouts, and the ball first and 10 on their 48-yard line.
Stay with us after the game. Marty's going to... We'll try and get a few words with Coach Randy McPherson. There's the snap, handoff
to Gardner. and he gets to the 50. Well, he gets into our territory about the 49.
Timeout called with 1:25 on the clock. That'll be the first one for the Vikings.
It is second and seven.
Or, I'm sorry, the second for the half.
Second and seven for the Trojans. The ball inside our territory at the 49-yard line. We'll have one timeout left after this.
Remind everybody, Tuesday night, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live from the mill. We will be on the air this Tuesday, even though there's not a game next week. We will have our coaches show this coming Tuesday night. We will take off the following Tuesday night. That'll be around the 28th that there will not be a show. But there will be one this Tuesday night. Get out there, 7 o'clock. No touchdown club meeting on Monday. So all you folks that go out to the touchdown club, put it off till Tuesday. Come out to the mill and meet some of these players, the coaches, and just have a great time. Great food at the Mill Pizza Buffet on Baytree Road. It's the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show starting at 7 p.m. Tuesday night.
Bills second and seven at our 49. Morrell and the shotgun. A minute 25 to go. There's a snap. He gives it to McCray around the right side. Kelly starts. Kelly by one man, two, still on his feet. We had him pinned up in the backfield. I thought we had him, Bill. He got away. We stopped the clock with a minute 14 to go. And it will be third and short. Third and about two, maybe three.
Stops the clock on 1:14. Now, we can't stop the clock anymore, Wes.
Nope.
But they ran that sweep. We had him in the backfield. I thought we were going to get him down quickly. He was able to make a cutback and come in, picked up some positive yards. If we could get back there and get it stopped quickly, we may get the ball back with 40 seconds. But we got to make the stop.
Got to make a big, big stop right here. What I'd like to see happen... They fumble. We pick it up and run it back for a touchdown.
That would be incredible. 42-30. The Lee County Trojans lead our Lounge High Vikings.
I could script you an ending right now, Bill. That would. Morrell in the shotgun. We're showing blitz. Hard count. Play clock. Still plenty of time at 15. And they have the first down to kind of leapfrog through the air down to the 40.
No way to stop the clock, Wes. First down, Lee County will take a couple knees, and this ball game will be over. Again, remind everybody, this Tuesday, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show brought to you by Deloach Body Works. We'll be on the air 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, or get out there to the Mill Pizza Buffet and have a great time with us.
Oh.
This one's going to be a tough pill to swallow. Victory formation for Lee. They drop to a knee. And the clock running at 41 seconds now. The clock running.
We can't stop it. Official now signals ready for play, and they don't have to snap the ball. It's going to be awfully close.
Yeah, they'll snap it one time. That'll be all that they need. And Lowndes will fall to 1-2 in region play. We'll keep it right here. See if I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break. We'll be right back after this. All right, so Camden beat Tiff County.
Camden beat Tiff.
Not yet.
Oh, I thought that was final.
No, it wasn't final. Andy, it's not final.
How much time?
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought he was showing. Why show me something? But Colquitt did beat... I thought they said that was final, too.
Their announcer announced the Colquitt score was final, but it's not. I've been told it's early fourth quarter.
Oh, okay. You think he's going to talk, Marty?
I don't know that he'll say much.
Okay. We'll be back in about a minute, just inside a minute now. First time Lee County's ever beat us? Ever. All right, here we go.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Oh, our Vikings here take one on the chin tonight. 42-30. The drop to 6-2 overall, 1-2 in the region. Lee County improves to 6-1 overall, 2-1 in the region. And it's going to be interesting to show you. Of course, Colquitt is winning, so they should go to 3-0. Valdosta will go to 2-1. They'll be tied with Lee. Camden, right now, is leading Tiff. They could be at 1-2. Tiff could be at 0-3. So it's going to be very interesting the last couple of weeks how this thing is going to play out for everybody. Our Vikings did not, nobody, including yours truly, expected this tonight. But it happened. You give them an interception for a touchdown.
A
block punt. You fumble. You score. They score at kickoff and you immediately fumble and they recover on your 35. You give them 21 points on turnovers.
Yeah, it's they exposed some weaknesses on our defense, no doubt about it. Let's get down. Let's see if Marty's got Coach McPherson for
Coach. Coach, obviously not the way you wanted to end, but your kids kept fighting in the second half.
Yeah, we couldn't stop them when we had to. Yeah, they got a good football team, great quarterback.
Coach, your offense tonight played well, put some points on the board, threw the ball well, ran the ball well. What do you do during this off week coming up to try to get better? You talked about getting better all year long. What do you have to do this week during off week?
We got to evaluate what happened tonight. You know, we couldn't stop them. Point blank.
Coach, good luck.
There you go, guys. As Coach Randy McPherson said, we couldn't stop them. Great quarterback. Is the quarterback their team? He definitely is the driver there. There's no doubt about that. And he absolutely had a phenomenal game. Let's go down to Taylor and get our Page Heating and Air post-game stats.
You asked if the quarterback is their team. Boys, they put a lot of yards on the field tonight. So I'll run down these final stats here thanks to Page Heating and Air. First down tonight, Lee County had 25 first downs. Our Vikings had 14. Rushing attempts. Vikings were 32 attempts for 175 yards rushing. Lee was 32 attempts for 131 yards rushing. Passing tonight, the Vikings were 10 of 24 passing for 96 yards with one interception. Lee was 24 of 40 for 284 yards passing. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 56 plays for 271 yards. Lee ran 72 plays for 415 yards. Lee averaged 5.8 yards per play. We averaged 4.8 yards per play. Lowndes did fumble twice, losing one of those. Lee County did not fumble tonight. Very disciplined team. Penalties tonight, Vikings were penalized 8 times for 55 yards. Lee County was penalized 5 times for 55 yards. Punt tonight, Lee was averaging 37.3 yards on 4 attempts. We were averaging 43.8 yards on 5 attempts. We did have one punt return for 80 yards, and Lee had one punt return for 45 yards. Excuse me, They had one punt return for 80 yards. We had one punt return for 45 yards. Kickoff returns tonight. Lowndes had seven kickoff returns for 164 yards. Lee had one kickoff return for 24 yards. Interception returns. Lee had the one interception return, 24 yards. Time of possession tonight. Lee County had the ball 35 minutes and 6 seconds. Vikings had the ball 27 minutes and 54 seconds. Third down conversion tonight. Lee was 7 of 15 on third down. Vikings were 4 of 13 on third down. Lee was 2 of 2 on fourth down. We were 0 of 1 on fourth down. We did sack their quarterback twice for 5 yards. Excuse me, for 14 yards. They sacked us. Excuse me, flip that. We sacked them twice for 5 yards. They sacked us twice for 14 yards. Box score looks like, leading rushers tonight, first for the Vikings. Xavier Jenkins, 64 yards. Xavier Patterson, 57 yards. Desmond Copeland, 19 yards. Receiving tonight, Tyson Harris, 1 reception for 14. Xavier Jenkins, 2 for 18. Gabe Neighbors, 2 for 21. Ryan Hobbs, 2 for 13. Jack Alexander, 2 for 18. DeMarcus Jackson, 1 for 12. Passing, Austin Dixon was 6 of 15, passing for 54 yards. Patterson was 4 of 9, passing for 42 yards. Box score looks like this. Lee County had 21 points in the first. Vikings had 7. Lee had 14 in the second. Lowndes had 7. Lowndes scored 16 in the third. Lee had 7 in the third, and nobody scored in the fourth quarter. Final score, Vikings fall, 42-30. Lee County.
Let's go to Marty.
Guys, it was a tough night for our Vikings, and talking with Coach Mack just now, y'all could tell sometimes he's mad after losses tonight. He was upset. He was saddened for his team, saddened for his seniors. I heard him talking with some of the coaches. He knew that we didn't give our best effort, especially in the first half. I think we played hard in the second half. And, made a run for it. We just couldn't stop them on that long drive, couldn't get off the field. Defense was tired. They'd been out there so long, and they were just tired. But it was the mistakes in the first half that caught up with us there in the second half. We got to regroup. We got a week off to go back, kind of lick our wounds a little bit, get back to some fundamentals. And you heard Coach Mack figure out what went wrong and try to fix that. Got a big one in 2 weeks. Got to put this one behind. Just got to have a short memory and get ready to play.
Let's go to Taylor.
Trap game, mistakes, and turnovers, guys, is really all you got to say. They jumped out to an early lead, got 21-7 on us, then came back and put 14 on us. We won the second half. They won the first half big. We gotta get our wits about us because we're battling for a playoff spot now. There's nothing given to us. We got to go into a hostile environment next week and get focused and hopefully come out with a win. We got to regroup from this, guys. We did not play our best ball game. We were overlooking this team clearly and came out flat. We were flat on the field. We were flat in the stands. We're flat everywhere tonight, guys.
Yeah, I think that's probably the final key. We've got to eliminate the turnovers, though. The turnovers and the penalties. Penalties and turnovers are the biggest culprit right now that are killing us. We've got to find a way to fix that. I don't know what the discipline has to be to not get the holding penalties. What the discipline's got to be to hold on to the ball, not turn it over. It comes down to a mindset, and these guys have got to get it. So we got to figure it out.
Bill, like you guys, I'm kind of speechless. If Colquitt holds on to the 41-12 score, they'll go to 8-0 in the year, 3-0 in the region. Valdosta dropped to 7-1, 2-1. Of course, Lee County just improved to 2-1 in the region. If Camden's score holds up, it'll be Camden and us at 1-2 trying to figure out who's going to be third as we head into the final two games after we take a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of weeks, and then it's time to play the big one over at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Remind everybody, this Tuesday, the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, live from the Mill Pizzeria, will take off the week after, before the Wintersville Classic, but we will be on the air this Tuesday night, brought to you by Deloach Body Works. That's 7 o'clock, live, right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Kyle Taylor. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.